Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The latest development is the story we broke yesterday. The Pentagon confirmed it this morning, by the way, that FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, as part of their planning, asked the Pentagon to procure up to 100,000 human remains pouches, otherwise known as body bags. We had the story yesterday. The Pentagon this morning confirmed that DLA is currently responding to FEMA's prudent planning efforts for 100,000 pouches to address mortuary constituent contingencies on behalf of state health agencies. This is very, very grim. It was tough to report, but this is one element of what they're doing. They're also marshaling meals ready to eat for various states that FEMA requested, and obviously the comfort and the mercy are the biggest manifestations of the Pentagon assistance at this point.
When you consider that what you just said, the Pentagon looking to procure 100,000 body bags, is this something, Tony, they have on hand? Is this something they have to go out and find, or where do we stand on that?
So they have a stock of about 50,000 for combat or peacetime training accidents for military people, and they're going to dip into a good part of that inventory, and then they're going to they're canvassing the current contractor to see what its capability is, and I would imagine in a few days they will announce a contract for the additional the remainder of what they're going to buy versus what they can take out of stock, and then get that to FEMA. FEMA will determine, based on state needs, where the pouches would go. It's pretty grim stuff.
This sort of hammers home some of the grim numbers that we heard from President Trump during one of the briefings, Tony, earlier this week.
It hammers it home, and it shows that these numbers are being translated into actual procurement items for some poor human being, and it's pretty sad.
And one other very unpleasant aspect of this story is, should so many of these body bags be needed because of this pandemic, what does FEMA say about where these remains would be put? Do they have facilities they're planning for this?
You got me there. They are begrudgingly even acknowledging this. I think they're going to have to talk more about the questions you just brought up over the next week or two. As a need is disclosed, the questions you raised are going to be the responsibility of state governments to talk about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.